coming off its first back-to-back weekly losses since October. It pulled close to its all-time high, said early last week. Big technology stocks led the way once again. Treasury yields ticked higher ahead of an announcement by the Federal Reserve that is scheduled for Wednesday. The Dow up today 75 points to close at 38,790. The Nasdaq gained 130 points to 16,103. The S&P 500 adding 32 points today to 51.49. New York oil rose $1.68 to $82.72 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler Mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler Mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
Hey, Derek, this website says that I can't use beef stew as a password.
What's the matter with beef stew?
It says it's not strong enough.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Rafah operation, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Sullivan says each party is making clear to the other its perspective. Supreme Court justices appeared receptive Monday to National Rifle Association claims that a former New York State official violated its free speech rights by pressuring banks and insurance companies to blacklist the group after the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida. The NRA is suing former New York State Department of Financial Services Superintendent Maria Vullo, who the group says used her regulatory power to economically punish the group for its gun rights stance. More details at srnnews.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-932-8603 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-932-8603. That's 800-932-8603. What do you have to lose? Call 800-932-8603. Again, 800-932-8603.
Whoa, If time permitted, we play the whole song from Donega Knight, who joined us in the studio a couple of years ago. She's an amazing woman. And the video that goes with that song that we've been using for years is really a fun watch. Donega Knight, and it's just a totally inspirational song. I think it's the best song attached to any college in America. And we have an Auburn graduate in the studio with us, and we will soon have another.
War Eagle.
When Brant McDonald joins us in a couple of minutes here on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just want to take a moment to thank everybody that commented and sent prayers and thoughts yesterday when we announced the passing of Carolyn Woodling, who was known to our listeners as Mommy the Swami, and somebody who was just absolutely great fun in all the years she was part of our show, part of our Baumhauer's group too for a long time. And
wish I could have met her. She sounds like quite a lady.
She really was. And this voice that she had, this remarkable voice.
There you go.
She would be, and this is the coolest part of it, she would be like at the store or something and talking to somebody, and people would come up to her and say, "Are you that woman that makes the predictions on the radio?" Because you could recognize that voice anywhere. And I kind of always brag that I helped somebody start their radio career at age 72. And it was just so much fun. And a woman that always gave me her honest opinion on no matter what was going on, and kept confidences and all the great family times, holidays and everything. Life goes by very quickly, friends, you know that. So stop and smell the roses when you can.
Live while you're alive. That's my motto.
That's a great motto. It's a great motto. It's so true, too. Problem is, it takes a situation or a loss like this to make you rethink that. Today's also National Sloppy Joe Day. And the suggestion is get manwich. Have you ever eaten that stuff?
Sloppy Joe's?
No, manwich.
No, I've never had manwich.
No.
Comes in a can. My description of it, it's tomato soup that wasn't good enough, so they turned it into something else. It is not true Sloppy Joe. I make that sauce from scratch and should be both tangy and sweet. Manwich is like motor oil with tomato in it. It's just, sorry.
Yuck.
Not my idea. And we also have, if we have time later in the hour, some F My Life. This is a website where people go to just blow off a grievance or something bad that happened to them. In fact, I had one here a moment ago. It was a guy who was inspired to visit the website because his wife said, "I got to find this. Why do I paint myself into these corners? Today, my wife said that her cup of coffee was the best part of her week. We've been married 19 years." That's got to make a guy feel really grand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Cup of coffee was the best part of my week. Today, I saw a message on my boyfriend's phone from one of his friends saying I was a downgrade from his ex.
Oh. That hurts.
You know, you really do. I think it's just, first of all, a simple matter of respect for privacy, but it's really good if you just don't look at anybody else's phone screen, because it can only send your imagination running amok. Anything good? Today, my boyfriend bought us plane tickets to Mexico for our honeymoon. This would be nice if he had proposed and if we'd been dating longer than 2 weeks.
Boy, awkward.
Today, a guy I've been seeing, everybody's got stories like this, I'm sure. A guy I've been seeing called me really drunk again to talk about his and his cat's anxiety. He put me on speaker so I could have a meowing conversation with his cat to make her feel better.
No. No.
Here's a good one. Today, the boy that I've liked for the past 8 years ask me out and then dump me when he realized that I was taller than he is. How do you not know that?
Wow.
If it's somebody you've liked for 8 years, he asks you out, he hasn't been able to observe that.
Well, you're not missing. She said the boy is a giveaway.
That's a good point you make there, Rosie Brock.
Yeah.
Boys to men. All right, we are at 5:11. Brant McDonald is going to be joining us in a moment. Don't forget Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, will be there for you when you need them. You've used them, right?
Don Duncan, yeah, they were great.
They, you know, any way they can accommodate you, whether it's regular maintenance or, you know, oil change, so for what we call the works. We give that away every Friday on the morning show, by the way. Just call between 6 and 9 and give Jay your first name and last initial. You'll be in that drawing. But they can handle pretty much anything. Any type of repair that your car needs. They play it straight. They don't come up with problems that don't exist. They offer tires at a wholesale price and accommodating customer service. So if you need a ride back to work or your home while they're working on your car, just ask. I know our audience is not the kind that likes to ask for stuff. But let me encourage you. With them, that's part of what makes them tick. It makes them such a popular choice among our listeners, especially.
That was one great perk, that they gave me a ride to work and brought my car back. It was really nice.
That's what they do. And chances are they will offer it before you even ask. So don't hesitate to take them up on it. That's why they have great teams and three locations to serve you in the River region, including Mount Duncan, the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Somebody asked me about that. Is there really a mountain in It's just a sizable hill, but we call it Mount Duncan because at the top of it, that's where you'll find Don and that beautiful mural they have on the side of the building. Downtown at 408 Madison and for Southeast Montgomery, serving you from Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Brant will be joining us in a moment. Rich's forecast is coming up.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Attention, Alabama growers. Take care of your vegetation tonight. We have a freeze warning in effect on this last full night of winter. Clear, cold, low temperature 32, widespread frost by the dawn tomorrow morning. Cool sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 60. I think we'll recover to around 70 on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday with more sun. Risk of showers returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looks like I picked the wrong week, Christmas and Blue.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about.
Is everybody hip to the news today that our president is now wearing shoes that offer stability? I guess they're boat anchor shoes.
I had heard about it, but I had not seen a picture before now.
They're so worried about him tipping over or whatever because he's just... Yeah, have you noticed, too, how he walks these days? I'm going to demonstrate standing up, then we're going to Grant. But he walks like a three-year-old kid walking up to his grandma when she picks him up after school. Is then, that little?
Then when he sees people watching, he kind of does a little hip scot.
Yeah, it's like, and we're supposed
kinda
to.
Kind of runs ahead.
It just bends the mind. That's what it does. Joining us now at 5:17, the man we call Mr. Right on the Money. Where's my cash register? Thank you.
Waka waka.
Brad, welcome to the show. How was your day? Tell us what we need to know.
Man, the day has been great, doing quite well. You know, just been watching market action throughout the day. Is big news this week, as we all know. I've been highlighting this big FOMC meeting. It's the Federal Reserve's meeting that they have every 6 weeks, and that's going to take place in the morning. They're going to get things kicked off in the morning. They'll start the meeting, and then, as we know, by Wednesday at 1 o'clock, they'll put out a statement as to monetary policy and the decisions that they made in the meeting, and then the big one that we all know too well at this point, and that is Fed Chair Jay Powell will have his big press conference at 1:30. It's widely expected they're going to leave interest rates unchanged, but everyone's going to be really looking very closely at the press release to see any changes to the commentary as it relates to how they been wording things over the last couple of meetings, if you will. So, and then certainly at the press conference itself, that is going to be very, very telling, because the interesting thing is everyone had priced in, or not everyone, I would just say the Fed futures market. If you look at the futures market, there was a 99% chance a week ago that we were going to see a Fed cut in June. We recently got some more data, though, as we know, from CPI. We got PCE a couple weeks ago, then CPI last week. Retail sales numbers. It's a really sort of nasty set of data that we got. And now those futures are priced in only a 55% chance that we get a rate cut in June. So the backdrop on this is really, really interesting. You remember, Greg, last week I said most of the time, our listeners probably don't really care about watching the Fed chair's press conference. This one's going to be really interesting because the infighting and the pressure between the Treasury Department and the White House with the Fed has been really intense. There's not been a much reporting on this. We're in an election year, as we all know. Here we are on this countdown, marching headlong into the general election, and this White House desperately wants to see lower interest rates. But now you've got the market. I mean, literally, you have got the market now that is pricing in lower odds for this June meeting. So it was a situation a week ago where the Fed chair kind of had a little wind at his back and felt like he could do this. I'm not so sure. We'll see what happens, but this is a really, really fascinating historical time. People are going to be writing books about all this. I'm telling you, in 3 to 4 or 5 years, there are going to be a lot of books come out about this environment we've been in.
Let me ask our group a question. If you knew that paying another dollar a gallon for gas would help ensure Joe Biden's ouster and Donald Trump's presidency, would you be willing to pay it until he gets in and can do something about it?
I guess so.
I know.
If I knew, if it was a guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I am the devil. Well, not really, but I'm actually a pretty good guy. But I'm saying I will raise your gas price a buck. See, we had David Blackman on earlier, and he's telling us there's already been a big jump because of the situation in the Middle East, and it's going to get worse when they go to the summer blends. We could be pushing $4 a gallon soon on top of all the other inflationary pressures that are going on, Brent.
Yeah, it is going to get worse because just here recently we've started seeing West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude prices beginning to reverse an inch higher and higher. We're going into that summer season. And then, too, you've got, look what's happening geopolitically. Look at the drone attacks in Russia where they hit these refineries. And many of the Russian refineries have gone offline. You see the instability in the Middle East. You also see the anger in the Middle East as to how the United States has reacted. And a lot of these countries, Iran, others, voting members of OPEC, who really want to stick it to him, this is why Biden has really acquiesced and has had a heck of a time dealing with Netanyahu, because he's caving in like we know he will, or like we know he would.
Yeah.
To these Middle Eastern OPEC partners, because he cannot handle higher crude oil prices and higher gasoline prices. And that is exactly where we're headed. I totally agree with David Blackman. This is going to be a major, major issue, and it's going to start to driving those inflation numbers higher as we go into the summer months. And again, I'm just saying, a very historic time because the Fed chair is going to have to walk his tail out there and talk about something about what they're going to do with monetary policy. By the way, another thing to really pay attention to, we haven't talked about it a lot, but we touched on it a couple months back. One of the big things out there looming, and it's not something mainstream really keeps up with, but it's what's happening in Japan. The central bank in Japan, the Bank of Japan, today announced that they're no longer doing yield curve control. They have abandoned that policy, and they're allowing rates to start to float higher. This is going to be a major, major problem for the dollar, and you're going to see the dollar start to go down. And if the Fed is forced to have to cut interest rates, you could see a massive unwind in all of these carry trades that have been put on. This is a real, real nasty situation that if people aren't careful, when I say people, I'm talking about very large central banks and institutions. You could see the big, huge, colossal, I'm talking 15-year trade that has been put on the books, all the hedging around the yen and the dollar, interest rate swaps, and now for the first time in 15 years, the Bank of Japan has abandoned yield curve control and allowing rates to go up. That can be, watch out below for the dollar, and if that happens, you're going to see inflation ramp massively higher. This would be the absolute death nail to Biden and his presidency. And to your earliest point, Greg, when you were talking about being devilish, it's one of those things you'd never want to wish that environment on the American people because it will be a lot of pain. But if that's what it takes to slap us in the face and get us headed in the right direction, it's almost like we got to just take our medicine and go through it.
Well, that's what history's taught us, man. Everybody bought into Jimmy Carter. He's different. He's cool. Almost the same snake oil that got us Barack Obama, not once but twice, and the idea of reliving the 70s where high inflation and the economy wasn't really growing, so it was just a tough time to go through. I'd like to not repeat that. Brent, we thank you for your time today. Are you going to be joining us at the regular time tomorrow, or is there a game?
No. We'll be with you regular time tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday as well, all through the week. And so no problem there. And then, of course, Wednesday will be a big day. Might even need a little extra time in the afternoon. Who knows? We'll see what the Fed's decision is and what they have to say, because that's going to be a big day.
Just let me know, man. All you got to do is ask.
All right. Yep. We will.
All right, you take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, coming up next. Next, I'll be handing out coloring books, and we're going to see if we can stay inside the lines today. No, I have all kinds of stuff that will numb your brain, calm you down, and take your mind off the news for just a little bit. Good. With Rosie Brock and Ellen Murray, I am Greg Budell. Let's go to the traffic dungeon in a moment. Oh, first I want to remind you that there is still one last bastion of the family-owned and operated car dealership, and that is the Ingram family of brands available here in the River Region, and they're all still very involved. You know, I've talked to great length about John Ingram upgrading the resale of pre-loved vehicles by putting in even more stringent standards. They've always had a great, like, I'm an anytime customer. I would never tell you to spend your money where I haven't spent my own, and I'm still making payments, and I'm quite happy with them, to qualify a car for resale. So when you shop at Select, you are looking at cars that have been thoroughly vetted, and all you need to do is determine whether or not the price and the vehicle fit your needs. It's really simple. 25 lending partners to get you done. You don't have to worry about that either. But on the other side of the store, David Ingram is the general manager at Mercedes-Benz. John handles VW, Volvo, Porsche, Audi, and the signature car brands. And Ray Ingram is still president and still part of what goes on at this very incredible collection of vehicles. The biggest selection of cars under $20,000 anywhere in the River Region, plus those great new brands I just mentioned. And like I said, I'm an eight-time customer, and I have been thrilled with each and every purchase. You'll find all the Ingram families of stores at one address. JackIngram.com online, and of course, they're located right there on the boulevard. It's time to love what you drive, and they're the people to go see for that car. Skipper, how are you behaving on the road?
Getting very busy now all over the area. We've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Traffic is continuously building. Folks are getting off work and hitting the highways, and that's going to overload a lot of roads, like 231 to Wetumpka with folks trying to get home. Troy Highway outbound, 85 northbound is building, going to be very busy shortly, as well as Taylor Road. No problems right now, a few minor accidents, but nothing that's causing any traffic flow. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated throughout the afternoon on traffic. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that injured a woman Saturday night. Officers were called to a local hospital around 9:30 p.m. concerning a female victim arriving with a gunshot wound. It was later determined that the shooting occurred in the area of Ridgecrest Street. No further information has been released. Hundreds of people went wild Sunday at the 48th annual Zoo Weekend. The Montgomery Zoo was transformed into a carnival-like atmosphere with live entertainment, great food, fun rides, and much more. All proceeds from Zoo Weekend will fund the construction of a new reptile facility. Number 12 Auburn won the SEC Basketball Tournament Championship, beating Florida 86-67 on Sunday. The 27-7 Tigers avoided the upset bug that took out the SEC's top three seeds, including Alabama, in Friday's quarterfinals. This is the Auburn Tigers' third SEC Tournament Championship and second under Coach Bruce Pearl. From the Bluewater Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Have you been injured at your workplace? Call me, Johnny Adams, Alabama's personal injury attorney. There's no fee until we win your case.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home, fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Attention, Alabama growers. Take care of your vegetation tonight. We have a freeze warning in effect on this last full night of winter. Clear, cold, low temperature 32, widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. Cool sunshine during the day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 60. I think we'll recover to around 70 on Wednesday, low 70s on Thursday with more sun. Risk of showers returning on Friday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's an old classic.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth. And out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired.
too far.
Well, she was playing to the crowds with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really south at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Gosh, that just brings back such warm, fuzzy memories. It is 7:36. Wasn't she recently threatening to run again? Or to take Joe's place on the ticket?
She wouldn't dare.
I would
put anything past her.
This is true. She's a Clinton. You can't assume anything. It is 5:36. I am sick of the news. Here's a meme, though, that made me chuckle. Courtesy of John Rogers. It's a picture of AOC. And the meme says, stop killing wild turkeys to make whiskey. I have some unhappy memories of wild turkey.
I saw a funny meme today, too. It said, what would Jesus do? Jesus would end the Fed.
Yeah. I mean, among other things, yeah. Too. Purge Satan from our government. That'd be a monumental task, that's for sure. It is 5:37, so I've set aside stuff so we can take our mind off the news once in a while and talk about silly crap that just accumulates. Did either of you, Rosie Brock or Ellen Murray, did either of you ever resign from a job and do it in a way that would cause maximum disruption or damage to the business you were leaving?
No.
No.
I work with such nice people. Not me.
I did have a coworker at a music store who put on "Take This Job and Shove It" and walked out the door.
That's dramatic. That's dramatic. And, you know, when you have a better opportunity, it's nice to have that feeling that, especially if you were unhappy at the place you're at, now you have a better option to say goodbye. But that stuff, I don't recommend it because I think it follows you.
Yeah.
Karma. You know,
yes, there's karma, and then word gets around. It's a small world. Wrinkle effect jeans look like they were balled up in a hamper. Well, I can't wait to find those. Got a brand new edition. We get it on Monday. Stories collected from a website called F My Life. The F can stand for whatever you want. Fork, foon. People that visit this site go to tell a story of woe. They put themselves up for a vote to the people that go to the site, so you have a chance to say, well, you really deserve this misfortune, or you got a raw deal. So let's go over a few of these. Today I was leaning under a counter to get my girlfriend her favorite snack food out of a low cabinet when she decided it would be funny to poke me while I was in an awkward position. I jerked up, ran my head on the bottom of the counter, and ended up at the ER with staples in my head. Can that relationship be saved?
I'm sure she didn't intend that.
No. So
hopefully she learned from that.
I got to tell you, one of the worst experiences you can have in life is when you're working in a kitchen or a place that has...
Yes.
And one of the doors is open. You're down looking for something, and then you lift your head up forgetting the door was open, and you get the corner of that cabinet door in your head.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I've managed to not do that for a while, but man, some of the words that fly out of my mouth when that happens are not pleasant. Today I realized, says another F My Life correspondent, I've been saying excuse me to automatic sliding doors for the past week. They haven't responded yet, but I'll keep you posted on their social skills.
That's good.
Sometimes they don't open for me. Like, I don't have enough presence to make the automatic things
That's
happen.
Hard to believe. I don't understand that. But they can also be unreliable, too. Today, says another correspondent, I was chatting with a coworker, and she mentioned she has trouble swallowing pills. I replied that I'm lucky because I have next to no gag reflex. Half the guys at the other registers abruptly went silent. And now I'm being hit on a lot. I don't understand it. Can somebody explain this complaint to me? I don't get it.
If you know, you know.
Today I got punched in the back of the head, says another correspondent to F My Life. I got punched in the back of the head by an elderly woman because she thought I was mocking the way she walked as I passed her. I was walking funny because I have a brace boot on my foot due to the fact it got run over.
Oh, that was rude of the old lady.
Yeah.
There's some cranky old women around. Today, another story. Every boyfriend I've ever had dumped me because they realized I was serious about saving myself until marriage. I'm now in my late 30s. Single and childless. My sister's... My sister, whose panties were up and down like a yo-yo. In high school, is happily married with three great kids. She is questioning her religion.
Seems like there's a moral to that story.
Yeah, but it's an immoral moral, isn't it?
Right,
I mean, yeah.
It's
remaining chaste. On the other hand, there may be a reason why nobody's...
Yeah, that might not be the reason that she's not married.
It's not the yo-yo panties. Today I saw my boyfriend of 2 years had joined a group on Facebook called Guys Who Are Proud of Their Girlfriends.
Oh.
I smiled and was about to like it when I noticed a comment below from a girl saying, "Oh, thanks, babe."
Yeah, not good.
Nope.
Uh-huh. Today I got bad food poisoning. Again, the first time I thought it was the stomach bug that's going around, so once I felt better, I proceeded to eat leftover food that actually got me sick the first time. What do you say to somebody who does that?
What? A dumbass.
Today my roommate sent me a picture of his poop. You know, I've always believed that the cell phone camera and the expeditious way that we can share our instant memories would ultimately lead to our demise as a society. But I can't imagine any circumstance where you would send a picture of that to somebody else, unless it was your doctor who wanted to see.
I've seen pictures on the internet where people were doing selfies and not realized that they hadn't flushed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? White Lotus. There's a scene in the first season of White Lotus. This is something, I mean, nudity is common now. It's no big deal. Men and women on almost, you know, any of the streaming services or whatever. But the one thing they never show you is somebody making number two. Guys at a urinal and stuff, I've seen that on Seinfeld and a million other places, but the other excretory process, that's rarely portrayed, but it is in that one, but it's...
Very realistically done, too.
Very authentically. I almost wonder, I want to ask that guy, did you have a stunt pooper, or... By the way, that is highly recommended viewing. White Lotus.
Yeah, I rewatched it because you were, and I loved it the second time through.
It's really hilarious. And I never really... She's kind of grotesque, the way she comports herself in the show, but Jennifer Coolidge really, and did so at her own expense. I mean, there's no way she performed the role she played in that series and enhanced her sex appeal, whatever. As a hot actress, do we have another one of these? Today I had to endure yet another evening of the old man in the apartment above me screaming, "No, I don't want to shave my nose hair, you crazy bitch." He lives alone. So these are always perspective things in case you are experiencing angst in your life. At least you know there's somebody else dealing with something that could be worse than what you're dealing with. We are at 545.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Days are longer, and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Head over to Hulu this March, where our new shows and movies will keep you streaming all month long. Catch the award-winning movie, Poor Things, starring Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe. Check out the new documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, about the iconic Atlanta street party. And don't miss FX's Shogun, a reimagining of the epic tale, starring Anna Sawai. So, what are you waiting for? Go stream something new on Hulu.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Mrs. Lord, good day to you. How do you do?
All right.
Good. This is Dr. Sid Manazibo. I call on the behalf of the school board in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I called to ask you about your boy because he go back to the school this week. Am I correct? He go back to the Inslee High School I have down here on my paper.
Yes.
And they say that the boy is fine, but they suspect that that maybe the boy get the violence and the anger from you, because they have me to call you so I can schedule you for a brain examination, because they suspect that either you or the boy has cranial stenosis.
What is it?
That is crazy. It makes you crazy. It makes you very bad temper.
I'm a crazy parent.
That is what the school tell me. You do not come to the doctor's office to get checked out. We cannot let your boy back in the school.
Okay, well then he just won't be back in the school.
Do not raise voice at me, ma'am. I am doctor.
Doctor who?
Dr. Azibo. Dr. Sidman Azibo. I'm from the Nigeria. Please respect me, ma'am.
I won't give a where you from? You don't call, he'll talking about somebody damn crazy calling. He'll come back. He must be crazy because his mama kind of crazy. She needs brain surgery. Right, I don't need right brain surgery.
Yes, ma'am. The American black women, that is what you do. You get so angry so quick because you drink the liquor. And you get angry. You get
because you drink the liquor.
Yes, ma'am. That is what's wrong with American women.
Wrong with you?
Now, Miss Lord, what time is good for me to come? Because you obviously need the medicine. I have the medicine here for you, for your brain.
Well, you come bring me the medicine for my brain to my house.
What is
you got the number, so you should have the address.
I bring the medicine with a Nigerian whooping right behind him.
Okay, but you bring your Nigerian whooping, and I got to get a whooping for your ass. Come on.
Don't you start with me, Miss Lord.
You don't call here with no...
I will smack you right now. I will walk out, shut up, and I will put the move on you, baby.
Well, you... I move on you.
Your son is going to be just like... He's going to be just like you, and you're all going to...
if my son is going to be just like me, he's going to be all right.
You and your son will go to the club together and chase me. My...
yourself, old sister.
I'm not...
This is my old sister.
I'm not sick. You were calling me doctor.
Call me nurse.
Call you crazy because that is how you act. You act like you're crazy. You act like you're stuck.
You the one got craniac or something, whatever. You the one got something wrong with
freaky dicky.
I get on my phone before I find out where the you at.
Your son will work at rallies and make big Buford for me.
All right, that's all right. And he'll have get here to bring home some big Buford for his family.
And then you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
That's all right. Like you got a chili dog face. Your long face.
We have major breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Costco has announced that their hot dog and soda will remain priced at $1.50. Back to you. This is...
That's great news.
That's... Yeah, there it is on Citizen Free Press. Like, the whole world was waiting to see... See, nobody cares or listens, like Brant was talking about, watching the Fed meeting and the speech that they're going to make about what they're going to do or not do with interest rates. Nobody will watch that, but they're all tuned in to find out if Costco raised the price on their hot dog and soda.
But you know why I think they may have made an announcement about that?
Hmm.
Because in Philly, they used to have a dollar hot dog, and they've taken it at the ballpark, and they've done away with it because the people were so awful with what they did with the food. Because it was only a buck. They wasted it. They threw, you know what I'm saying? They just, and that's, they said, we're not doing it anymore.
Now it costs $7.
Yeah.
Yeah, $7. You'll respect that. Hey, that's my $7 hot dog. Don't go screwing around with my $7 hot dog.
Yeah.
Dropping it on the floor, things like that.
I mean, if, no... You know, what you respect comes to you. What you disrespect, you lose.
Like people slapping each other in the face with their dollar hot dogs.
Yeah, well,
it turns into the Three Stooges.
And
it's
worse,
like a
yeah.
It's like a pie fight in the Three Stooges.
But imagine what the ballpark looked like after they got through with all
that. Oh, God. In Philadelphia, they are easily the worst fans in sports. They are... incredibly loud, and they even make New York Mets fans seem civil, if that makes sense. They are the most ill-mannered people in general.
I think if I still had something for $1.50, I'd be touting it too, because everything else is going up. I applaud Costco for doing that. I hope Sam says the same thing.
They have $1.50 wiener and soda?
Yeah.
I don't, if Costco's not going up, then Sam's ain't gonna do that. That'll really get people's attention, but that speaks to what matters. 552. I'm going to ask you some personal questions, Ms. Murray.
Sure.
Lies that parents tell their children. And there's like 10 of these things. So I want to know if, and we'll check off each one that you were told. Because I was, you know, I'm a dad. I told a few of these. Drinking coffee will make you short.
I've heard that, but not from my parents.
That's actually a very old school thing.
Stunt your growth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the term, stunt the growth. Okay, yep. So you escaped on that one. Eating chocolate causes acne.
Are you asking if my actual parents told me these lies or if I've heard of these?
No, rumors. If you were actually told these when you were growing up. I was told that. But I have such beautiful upholstery. No zits. I get one zit a year. I've always an annual zit. All right. If you sneeze with your eyes open, they'll fall out.
Oh, my
God.
No
way.
Did you know that when you sneeze, it propels mucus at 100 miles per hour?
What would be the purpose of telling a child that lie?
Yeah.
So they sneeze with their eyes closed.
Scare them from not sneezing.
It's true. You must have heard this, because if you were acting up, my mom would always say, you better smile because your face will freeze in that position. You look like that for the rest of your life. Crossing your eyes will make you go cross-eyed.
I've definitely heard that.
We have one on the tote board at 554.
My parents didn't lie to me. That's why I'm such an honest person.
Then I'm throwing this away. I'll tell you about the lies I was told. Swimming after eating causes cramps.
Yes.
That's not true, but...
It's not true.
Not only did my parents... I mean, they literally had a chart with specific minutes for whatever item. Hot dog, you can't swim for 20 minutes, Gregory Benjamin. Hamburger, 30 minutes. If you had beans with either... It was an hour before you could get into the water again.
That's bizarre.
That's the way it was.
I think they believed it.
You know, they probably heard it from their parents.
Yes.
You know, these are generational. If you swallow chewing gum, it will stay in your stomach for 7 years. Okay. Sitting in a vat of hydrochloric acid, it really doesn't do that. How about cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis?
No.
Yeah.
We all learn how to make, you know, we through experimentation or from friends who teach us things, we all learn the various sounds parts of our body are capable of making when they're misused, right? How about watching too much TV will damage your eyesight?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. And carrots will help you see in the dark.
Not in the dark, but carrots do improve vision.
Yeah, give you better vision.
Here is the story here. The myth itself stems from World War II, when successful British fighter pilots attributed their success in nighttime dogfights to eating carrots. It was actually to hide from the Germans the fact that the British had devised fully functional radar. So it was a myth. The prospect of night vision has encouraged kids everywhere to eat more carrots, and that's a good thing, right? If you care at all about your children's health. Good. It's great humor like that has propelled me through the entire career. Before we wrap up and make room for David Ernest, a reminder that, guys, there's two things that affect most men as we mature: rectal dysfunction and low testosterone. Shouldn't be denied, put off, or be a cause of shame. The only shame is doing nothing. When you have Montgomery Men's Health here to treat these kind of conditions. If you're feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you just kind of feel like you're in a fog all day long. Knowing whether you have low T is big in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend an annual testosterone and PSA check for men starting at age 18, that latter to assure good prostate health. All of this is information that I've been taught by Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and don't even know it, but it affects the quality of life big time. And here is the offer if you've identified with any of those symptoms. For $99, they'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation. So they get you the results, you know where you stand, and then they give you a plan on how to treat it. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that are medical, that really change lives, and you can get back better energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, and even an increase in libido. And you can book the same day that you call. That number is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or visit them online at montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Well, folks are pouring out of Montgomery, and we're seeing a lot of traffic now on 65 northbound out of the interchange. 85 northbound really building and is busy from around East Boulevard to Taylor on outbound. We've got a lot of cars on 231 to Wetumpka, Taylor Road, just about everywhere. All the normal places that are busy this time of day are, but no major problems, which is the good news. Buckle up, drive safely. We're going to keep you updated if any accidents happen to slow you down. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. With the Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
So we shall, with a lot of people to thank this afternoon, starting with David Blackman. He'll be back with us on Thursday from 4 to 5. Ellen Murray. Miss Murray, the movie maven, thank you for hanging out with us this afternoon. And of course, Rosie Brock and Grant McDonald. I'll see you in the morning with Rich and Jay. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.